This is Good Sound Waves.
Whatever sounds good.
Welcome to the Good Sound Waves podcast. I'm the other guy, and today I have with me Left Unsaid, a metal band out of Stowe, Ohio. Can I have you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Cody. I am the vocalist.
I'm Jordan. I'm the drummer.
My name is Luis. I'm the guitarist.
And I'm Zach. I play bass.
Can you guys tell me, where did you guys get started as a band?
I personally had, I forget the name of the app, but I think it was called like Bandmix or
Bandmix.
Something. Bandmix. Yeah. And I saw Jordan on there as a drummer, and he said like his influences was like Veil of Maya and stuff like that, which is a really cool like metal band. And I was like, hell yeah. And it started originally with me and a good buddy of mine. And we hit Jordan up and was just like, hey, we're trying to get a band together. And it's just kind of history from there. We met and he's like, I know someone who can play guitar.
And once you have the next person that plays the instrument, the next thing you're a little fuller of a sound and you're one step closer to what you have now.
Yeah.
Zach would be the newest part of what you have now. Zach, you play bass guitar.
Correct, yeah.
How did you come to join the band?
So I was just looking for a band to play with, and I found them on like Ohio's Musicians Wanted or something like that on Facebook. And I found his post like back in like February like of last year.
So Luis, you posted on there for looking for a bass player?
Yeah, I had this old GoPro that used to work and we would film our sessions, so I just clipped a video together of us, of what we sounded like, and just put it out. It was like, hey, this is us, this is what we sound like, we need a bass player. So
do you think you can sound good with this?
Yeah, right. Right.
The funny thing is though, is like we didn't realize we went to high school together at first. But yeah, we went to high school together after talking.
Yeah, I remember he messaged me. I'm like, I swear this is like he went to high school. We're in the same year. Like I'm pretty sure like your name rung a bell, but high school is just so far along. I was like, was that my grade? Was that like a year before? Or I can't remember.
I'd like to know how you each individually got into music, whether it was a school band, whether it was something else. Did you just get something for Christmas? Did you just like look at your pouty parent, you know, and get them to buy you an instrument? Or did you save up and buy your first instrument that got you into it? So Cody, how did you get into playing?
I started getting into playing when there was this vocalist. His name is Austin Dickey. He is was the vocalist of a band called For the Likes of You. I found him originally from a YouTube video of the Pokey Rap cover video that Jonathan Young had posted, and Austin was featured in that. And I heard his vocals for the first time, and I was just so blown away that I was like, I gotta do it. And ever since then, I've just been practicing vocals and learning techniques and stuff. And for a little bit further into my background, metal's just been around in my family. Like, I just kind of grew up with all sorts of different music in my family, mostly metal and like rock and stuff. So
you kind of have an organic metal look to you.
Yeah, it was like an organic like metal background, I guess.
I like that. Jordan, how did you get into playing the drums?
It's kind of funny. I actually got into it from playing Rock Band way back in the day. I always liked playing the drums on Rock Band, and then decided to give real drums a shot. And I think I got into metal from seeing I went to a festival. What's the Rock on the Range?
Rock on the Range.
Way back in the day, and remember being amazed at hearing double bass pedals and. Had to get one as soon as I got home, and
yeah, that's a different sound. Try and do that with one foot.
Yeah, yeah. And from there, it's just practicing every day. And
very cool. And Luis, playing guitar, was that something you picked up earlier, or did that come like these guys seemed like a little bit later on?
Yeah, no, I definitely was later on. I'm in the same boat. I kind of picked it up in high school. I think I'm a little late, but then again, that was 15 years ago and I was just a sophomore in high school. So, but I definitely had a sense or knew people that had played guitar well. So, I kind of just picked it up, did lessons, almost every day. The place that, taught me lessons, you got one lesson a month, but the program that they had is if a teacher had any slot available in any day of the whole month, you can just take that slot and they'll teach you as a free. It's part of what you pay for the month. So I went every day, found a teacher who, like, someone canceled. So I was there pretty much every day. So then it was just from there, just continue playing.
Right on. And Zach, we know how you connected with the band. How did you connect with the bass?
So there was music basically my whole life. My dad played bass. My uncle played drums. My other uncle played drums. So I was probably about like 10. Well, actually, I started off wanting to play the drums. Turns out I didn't really have good rhythm, like good beat. So I couldn't really keep a beat. That was really just it. I couldn't keep a beat. So I switched to bass. I grabbed my dad's bass, started playing, and eventually he just bought me one, bought my own for Christmas. I've just been playing ever since. So probably like since like 13, 14.
Right on. We understand that Left Unsaid is a metal band. What would you describe your music as?
I would describe our music as just like heavy. Like I can't say we have like a specific subgenre because we have like a whole culmination of different inspirations. Like for example, I have a big like deathcore background. I listen to a lot of deathcore and like death metal stuff. And you know, Jordan comes from like a metalcore background. I'd say more like tech, mm-hmm. you know, technical side of things. And Luis is like new metal type stuff. Like we have like a whole culmination of music that we just make it into our own.
So these different influences, because this is a collaborative writing process that you guys have.
Correct.
So these different influences merge together, I guess, to make mm-hmm. your more. Is it like a unique sound? You like to think? Do you guys have a signature sound?
Heavy.
It's heavy, and that's really like all we
the
care
base
about is just
it.
Having fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just want to have fun with it, and really, the influences that we all have, yeah, it kind of just makes our own thing. Because I've heard many people tell us like, oh, you have like hardcore like influences, and then there's like bits of deathcore and like other nu metal type stuff, and that's just. I mean, that's it, to me, it sounds like it's like a signature sound.
You might as well just call it a core band.
I guess.
That's why I always say it's metal.
It's definitely got a metal sound.
Yeah.
Can you describe like your songwriting process? How do you guys create the music that you have?
Usually someone has an idea and will present it.
Jordan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we'll have something and bring it. Usually to everyone, and sometimes an individual person would just start playing that to all of us, and then we just kind of go from there. Then once we have like the basics of the like just the bare bones of the song,
fair enough,
just knowing how to get through it at least,
yeah,
we just kind of just play it over until it's refined on our own. So everyone, you know, there's multiple practices over times with songs where we, after a song, I will tell Jordan or Cody and be like, hey, you changed this up. That was great. Like, you should keep that. Like, that sounded really great. So the songs kind of get morphed over time until we just consistently play them to how they sound.
So they sound where they're sound proper to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it music before lyrics, lyrics before music, or like a mix
like
of
both?
Them?
Honestly,
it's like a mix of both. Yeah, for me, I write lyrics all the time. I have like a whole notebook by my nightstand, and I also type stuff in my phone if something pops in my head if I don't have my notebook.
I record audio clips on my my watch all the time.
Yeah.
That's genius.
And I write a lot. So a lot of the times the lyrics that we have has been stuff that I've already had.
Okay.
But a lot of other times, you know, I'll be listening to like the instrumentals or something on, you know, at home, and I'll just be like, what is this feeling, like what is this feeling I have about it, and then that's usually like the subject of the song.
You've got 6 songs so far.
Yeah.
Are you working towards putting together enough to put an album together, or what's your goal right now? Like, what's your next goal?
We're kind of in the headspace of trying to at least get something, maybe out of the pot that we have, at least get one of them done and then put that out. Because, you know, people, it looks like over time, first it was like full-length albums, then the albums got shorter, then there's EPs, and now the modern thing to do is just drop singles.
Oh, very
here
much
and there.
So.
Yeah. And so, you know, and then sometimes bands will do 1, 2, 3 singles, and then they'll just combine it on an EP with like two additional more songs. So that's something you could do with a pot of six songs, honestly. So that's not definitive of what we want to do, but that's definitely kind of like we're thinking about.
I believe that's a good mindset, and a good approach anyhow, because from what I've been reading in the industry, that the single release strategy seems to be what's happening most commonly.
It seems like it does. It seems to work for a lot of local bands that we listen to around too.
Yeah, like the homies in ours in a band called Midwinter.
Yeah, they just dropped a single.
They just dropped a single today. And
Fever
Dream, yep. Yeah. It's really, really good.
It seems like we're dealing with a shorter attention span with the audience that we have out there. So they want more to consume. You need to keep giving them a piece and a piece and a piece, almost just to keep the interest so that they don't get lost on the next thing.
It's almost like continuing the momentum still, you know, somehow, unless you're building up into something specific, you know, that's something we can plan to do later. But I mean, with what we have, that's definitely a possibility of what we'll just do, you know, focus on one song and then drop it and then just kind of move on over time. Because especially after playing shows for such a while, it's another thing that we thought was good. Now the songs just get tighter, so hopefully when we do end up recording them, you know, just be quick and get it out.
Yeah, and I would say recordings or putting out a song is pretty high on our priority.
Yeah.
I think we're in the process of talking to someone to get something done.
I've been trying to reach out to different people just so we can get some studio time.
With today's technology too, it's like what I do here in my home.
Right.
It's you can do in your own, in a sense. It's just a matter of which parts of technology you invested in.
Yeah. At some point, we even joked around. We're like, okay, maybe someone, like one of us has to be good at mixing and like figure it out so we could just do it on our own, honestly. Yeah.
One of you guys is going to have to be the sound guy. Right. So when you do your shows where you don't have a house audio guy to back you, you're going to have to make sure your microphones are pointed in the right direction.
Right, exactly. Everything.
Now, you guys, again, I keep saying you got six songs. Can you talk to me about the songs?
They're very self-reflective for me. Writing the lyrics for these songs were very personal and very, it was very cathartic for me to write about, because I'm a huge advocate for mental health awareness and stuff like that. I've gone through a lot of traumatic events in my life, and I've managed to get out of it. I still struggle with them, but at the same time, with this band, the message is for all the people who don't have a voice, who feel like they can't reach out. Just kind of stuff like that. But a lot of the songs that we've wrote, I've done a lot of like self-reflective stuff, and like the traumatic things that I've gone through, I've kind of sprinkled some stuff of that in our songs.
Is there like any particular song you can talk about?
Ignite is a really good one. Ignite is like one of our slower songs, but I do a whole speech part in the beginning to talk about people who struggle with mental health and just remind them that they're loved and that they're appreciated for their time, whether they know it or not. And also the fact I kind of make myself vulnerable, and I talk about stuff that has happened to me and kind of share my story. And the song Ignite is about when you're dealing with a lot of negative things and kind of like spiraling and feeling like you can't do anything anymore, you just don't have that passion or that drive. Like for me, with being in music, I was doing it, trying to be in a band like off and on since I was like 14. And then I finally met these guys at 18, 19 years old. And dealing with that, you know, that personal struggle of like, am I going to be good enough? I don't even know if this is even going to go anywhere. And Ignite is about to just reignite what you had within you, you know, ignite that flame to be like, you know what, maybe I should pick up that guitar again. Maybe I should do songwriting or make art or whatever.
There's a certain amount of strength in somebody that's able to go out there and put their vocals out for the world to critique. That's one of the most unnerving things that I've ever tried to do.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
Now, the band formed around 2019 in Stowe. Can you guys tell me about your journey from 2019 to here?
I had met Jordan. We were in a prior band together, which didn't end up working out. And Jordan had reached out. He's like, hey, if you ever want to play, like, just, you know, let me know. We'll just write music. And that's how it pretty much went. And then we found Cody pretty much. That's how it went. We didn't really, I don't feel like we did that much searching. I don't know if it's just because it's a long time ago, but I feel like we found Cody like almost like pretty early on. Like we had ideas together, but when Cody came, you know, he put a voice to it. It was like, whoa.
Changes. Yeah, I think it was, well, we both had our profiles on BandMix, and we started chatting. Cody had a bassist, and
a clean vocalist.
What was his name? Joey?
Yeah.
And a clean vocalist, or a singer, and I knew Louise, so I was like, oh, I know a guitarist, and then we all kind of got together, started practicing. The clean singer left.
Yeah.
The bassist moved to Florida.
Yeah.
We got a new bassist.
Yeah.
But then he didn't have time, so he left. And we had another. We had a second guitarist at one point, but he also didn't have time. But
I miss him so much, man.
Yeah. He was. He was getting married. Dude, at the time.
Yeah. Shout out Sean. He's fucking talented, amazing man, and one of the funniest guys I know.
So then at that point, it was just us three, and we're practicing, trying to be ready for when COVID's done. And then we found Zach.
The bass is in the back right here.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
And now, how long have the four of you been together as a band?
About a year.
About a year now.
A little over a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys written new music together, or were you guys working on songs that were already existing?
We caught him up to speed pretty much, because when he joined, we already had at least two or three shows, so like we were ready to go, just us three. It was just great timing that it just ended up working out. So we just kind of brought him to speed on a handful of songs. He's probably like 95% right now, just like figuring out the rest. It's in the pot, but that's what we've all been talking about, is actually getting to include him.
As long as I had enough songs to get through a set, that's really it.
Yeah, so but we showed him the songs, and I was pretty much like, I tell everyone, was like, this is your part, do whatever it is you want. Like, I'm just showing you kind of like how it goes.
Yeah, here's the basic structure.
Yeah, just so you know where you are. And we went through it, and I was like, from there on, it's yours. So it's like, do whatever you want. So
but the key is too. Do it consistently now. Because once you decide whatever you want is, that's the notes that you got to know.
Yep.
Our first show was like April?
It was April 22nd.
April, so it gave me like 2 months to like.
Yeah, you had like two months to learn everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, almost a year. See?
Now, how often are you guys playing out?
Too often.
we're playing. Often. We hit the gas at the beginning of 2024. We've just been doing. Like, how many shows have we done right now in the last just like 3 months?
I would say it's at least like two a month.
I mean, wasn't it five in January?
We had five.
Did we play five? We played three. Four shows. We played four because it was one a week.
Wow.
Yeah, we had, like in January is almost weeks, one a week, except for 1 week. So it was
like, the first 3 weeks of January we had a show.
Now, what kind of venues you guys been playing at?
Foundry, Vortex are our two main go-tos that we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
We
played the Outpost. You know,
played the Outpost first time.
Over at, for Core Night that they have. Yep.
We showed up at the Grog Shop. That was a fun one.
That was a fun one. That was for
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a big shout out to the Vortex. That was a lot of fun recording there.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'd like to talk to you guys about your gear a little bit, because most musicians have reasons why they like what they like. Mm-hmm. The tone, whether it be the tone that you get from running through a particular guitar, through a particular amp with a particular head. Or a lot of times now people are doing like DI. They're going ahead. Like with bass, I have a Zoom pedal that lets me go and just plug directly into the board. And so I don't even need to have a stack like or a whole anything thing, like that.
That's really convenient.
Yeah. Now, do you have a particular type of bass that you like to play?
I usually like lean towards Ibanez. I just like the way it sounds. And like Cliff Burton was always like someone I always looked at, like when I played bass. So he always played an Ibanez. My dad played an Ibanez. So I was just like, you know what?
There's some heritage there.
Yeah, I just gravitate towards it. So.
And how about with the guitar?
I have a Dean Vendetta 7-string, and I really really love that guitar. I had it since I was about like 18, 17. It's definitely beat up, but I committed to it, changed the pickups out of it.
Okay.
So it's great. I don't mind Dean. It's really light, and it's also just because I know Dimebag Darrell, he rocked with his Dean guitars were beautiful. So when I found out they had a not too crazy priced one on a 7-string when I was a kid, I was like, that'd be great. That'd be nice to have that. So.
How about on drums? Do you play a particular set? Like, do you gravitate towards something? Or
I wish I had an answer as good as theirs. I kind of just bought a nice value pack I found on Amazon. It was a PDP double drive. It came with a lot of hardware, so it had like two bass drums, which I only use one, but maybe someday I'll put both of them up on stage.
and two
floor toms, two rack toms. So it came with a lot of stuff, and it sounds fine. So pretty happy with it.
Is there anything that you've played on before? Do you have like a preference, or is it just happy with what you're playing?
I'm happy with what I'm playing, but I'm still figuring it out. Also, at the same time,
as we progress through the band, you've told me yourself that you're just like wanting to buy new stuff and like experiment.
Yeah,
and I think that's
good. Now, Cody, how about do you have any preferences for microphones? Because the different tones that you get, whether I was using a simple Behringer microphone versus pulling one of these out, the warmth and the tone, the different things that happen. Do you have any preference for like if you're going to be recording?
If I'm going to be recording it, to me, it's a Shure SM7B 100%. I have one of my own, and it is one of the best microphones I've ever owned. I used to have like just shitty USB ones that I bought on Amazon for like $30 or whatever, and it would do the job, but I decided to take a risk and buy a SM7B and an interface and stuff, and I have not gone back since.
Fair enough. Now, when you perform live, do you provide your own microphone, or do you just use whatever the house has?
Just whatever the house has. That's usually my go-to.
I've seen plenty of artists that come and bring their little, whether it be bedazzled or whatever, but they got through a microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no Hello Kitty microphone up on stage with you?
Sadly not. Maybe in the future, though. Maybe
if it sounded right.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's the right tone.
Yep. Maybe I'll get an Audio chasing. Technica and customize it with a Hello Kitty on it.
We talked about how what it would take to release would be, a single at a time, most likely. Mm-hmm. Have you guys gotten any plans, or are you guys looking at actually getting to recording, or are you still more practicing your songs out?
It's a little bit of a mixture of both. Like Cody had mentioned, he's definitely been reaching out to a handful, weighing our options. Jordan mentioned earlier, it's definitely on our priority list to get done, just so we can have something out there. Because at the end of the day, we have been playing out for a year, so I think it's about time to include something out.
You guys, can you tell me about your social media presence? A lot of times, artists will put out their own videos on YouTube just to show what they're doing, whether it be somebody in the audience's handy cam type of thing, cell phone camera, or whether it be something a little more polished. Have you guys put anything out like that?
Yeah, we definitely have enough material to at least post on YouTube. So we do have our own YouTube channel, and we will oftentimes just post some of our sets that we go from the Foundry or the Vortex, and just put them out there, just so at least people, especially anyone who wants to check us out or want to play with us, can have some kind of reference that's out there.
It's almost like your brochure.
Yeah. Especially with not having something out, like having something that at least is audible, that someone can hear, and especially live. We do have those recordings, but it's always going to be a different energy once we go out there, whether we hit the gas a little bit harder that show because we're playing a little fast, or we're in our pocket, but I think it's a good way to capture us, just so people get the essence of just what the band's about.
All right, I'd like to really thank you guys, Left Unsaid, once again from Stowe, Ohio. Thank you guys for coming out tonight to Good Sound Waves. It's always nice meeting the musicians and artists that are performing in the area. Do you guys have any summer performances lined up?
We're booked until June 7th right now. April 27th, we're playing Ohio Under Fire Fest over at McAlpine Meadery, and that's going to be really, really cool and really fun. It'll be your first ever fest. May 10th, we're playing at the Vortex, and we'll be playing, I think we're playing with Only the Lucky Ones Die and some other bands too. It's going to be a really fun show either way. It's still kind of up in the air, but May 31st, we'll be playing at the West Side Bowl with some good bands.
Design the Curse. And Only the Lucky Ones Die again.
Yeah.
Nice. I love them.
Yeah. Only the Lucky Ones Die are homies, man. Great band. Yeah. And June 7th, we're going to be playing with Velo City. I believe at the Vortex.
All right. Once again, thank you guys for coming out and joining us for the Good Soundways podcast. And hope the listeners have a chance to get out and experience you guys live. Apparently, there's quite a few opportunities coming up soon.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
Music for today's episode was provided by our guest, Left Unsaid. Please visit our website at goodsoundwaves.com and be sure to check out the latest videos at youtube.com/goodsoundwave. The Good Soundwaves podcast is copyright 2024 by Good Soundwaves. All rights reserved.
This is Good Soundwaves.
Whatever sounds good.